Kerry Crowley here on Talkin' Baseball, Giants pregame show. Pleasure to welcome you in. Time to bring in our next guest, host of Tolbert and Copes, weekdays 2 to 6 on KMBR, our good friend of the show here, Adam Copeland. Copes, how are you today?
I'm good, dude. I'm up at Clear Lake for the weekend, hanging with my mom and Jacob, one of the producers at KMBR, my brother and his buddy. So we're just barbecuing, sitting by the lake, and drinking some beer, man. It's been a fun weekend.
Oh, fantastic time. It sounds like a great time. And how about the Giants this week? Getting interesting, getting fun again for the first time in a long time. Giants had played 500 baseball for a while, Copes, and then Mike Yastrzemski really lifts everyone's spirits with the walk-off grand slam against Josh Hader on Friday. They win in epic fashion on Saturday after the Yandel Gustave Baca. For the first time in a while, it feels like the Giants are playing fun, compelling, interesting baseball.
Yeah, dude, Friday night, I mean, what an ending to that game, man. Like, we were sitting up here at the lake and we were watching the game. And to be honest and to be fair, Jacob and I were kind of joking around, like, this doesn't seem like a situation. The Giants, we're going to put up some runs and come back here. We haven't seen them do it all year now. Last season was a totally different story. And I think that's sort of what you're getting at with them being more exciting and more fun is that last year it felt like anytime the Giants were within range in the ninth inning or in the eighth inning, they could mount a comeback. We just haven't seen that same production from this lineup this year. And so you didn't need the same sort of a superstar exciting player like a Juan Soto or a Ronald Acuna Jr. or one of those guys that keeps you coming to the ballpark last year, because the Giants had that exciting element as a team and they lacked that in the first half of this season. And all that being said, they're still afloat and still battling for that third wild card spot. So I'm with you. Friday night was a blast. Yesterday, a really, really nice pitching performance, and got some help on the Bach win yesterday. But then Dominic Leone coming in and seeing him maybe finish his first half strong. I think these are all positives rolling into the All-Star break, and you hope that it continues today.
Yeah, and I think one of the most important elements of this is the Giants have won back-to-back games, Copes, and now they get Logan Webb on the mound, the guy who might be one of the bigger all-star stubs at this point, 2.82 ERA, 96 strikeouts, 8-3 record, was so good at the end of last season. He's very quietly put together a really strong 6-8 start, you know, range here where he's been just as dominant as he was at the end of last season.
Yeah, he's been, I mean, fantastic as advertised. And you always hope to see a guy when he establishes himself in a season. Like, guys, this happens across baseball, and it's happened for 100 years across baseball, where a guy establishes himself and has a great season, and then the next year he can't back it up or he doesn't back it up. We saw Logan Webb do this at the second half of last year, but you want to see him build on that over the offseason, put in the work, come back, and develop his game. And I think that's absolutely what we've seen in the first half of this year, especially when he struggled a little bit back in May. He and Carlos Rodon both kind of hit a bit of a rut, and he righted the ship. And that's the sort of development I think you see from a guy who becomes a veteran. And while I do think it would have been nice to see him in the All-Star game, you look at the pitchers that are going, it'd be really tough to pull anybody else off of the starters list for the National League All-Star team, because there's a lot of guys having really, really good years. But he also said a couple of weeks ago, you know, half joking, I think, to the media that he said, yeah, it would be great to make the All-Star team, but it'd also be nice to have a weekend up in Lake Tahoe. And if a weekend in Lake Tahoe or a few days in Lake Tahoe is what Logan Webb needs to get his head right, I think everybody's on board for that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Chatting with Adam Copeland here on our Giants pregame show as we get you set for the first half finale between the Giants and the Brewers. Giants hanging in this wild card race, one game back at the St. Louis Cardinals for that coveted third spot right now, Copes. And if you look back on this first half, obviously didn't go according to plan for many people, particularly inside the Giants organization, who thought they'd build off that 107-win season and again challenge the Dodgers atop the National League West. But if you're looking at a first half MVP for this team, where do you go?
Boy, first half MVP, it's probably got to be either Logan Webb, like we were just talking about, or Carlos Rodon. I mean, those guys have been the most consistent across the board to start this year. And when you go through struggles throughout a baseball season, and just about everybody does, even the best hitters in baseball do go through stretches. Mike Trout had one a couple of weeks ago that he started where he just was not getting on base, was striking out a bunch, and was able to stay afloat and drew a bunch of walks, and then you right the ship and you come on back. But when we saw those guys do that back in May and then figure things out, and Rodon pitching in a new division, in a new ballpark, really for the first time in his career after starting his big league career with the White Sox, it's been really good to see, and it gives you a reason every couple of days to be excited. When a baseball team, and we saw this with the World Series Giants, has two aces or two guys that you can count on every 5 days or every 4 days, you get to see those guys make a start. It's been really fun to watch, and I hope that Rodon is around for a while. I hope that even if he does opt out or whatever happens at the trade deadline, they're able to retain him, able to bring him back, because he's been a blast to watch this season.
Yeah, maybe the most competitive compelling figure on this Giants roster, just with the way he gets fired up. And we saw that on Friday night or Thursday night when he started against the Milwaukee Brewers. Bases were loaded and nobody out, and he strikes out three guys in a row, gets fired up. We see 99 at the end of that last start against the San Diego Padres. Just really fun to see that kind of competitive fire in a Giants uniform. So I'm right there with you. And Copes, if you're looking ahead to the second half, if you're talking about where this team can get better, where this team can improve, you talk to Farhan every other week on Tolbert and Copes weekdays on Thursdays, and I kind of wonder what you think he might do with this trade deadline in terms of upgrading the team. Do you think he goes after a catcher, knowing that Joey Bart's played a little better of late? Do you think he goes after bullpen help? Where do you see the most likely spot for an addition to this Giants roster?
Well, earlier this year or this week when he spoke to the media, he said that they were going to try to improve internally. And to me, that sort of meant, you know, guys who they expected to play well this year, to play better, to live up to the expectation of what their performance was supposed to look like this season, and sort of assess things like the position of catcher. To your point, Joey Bart has been fantastic. And being a vocal guy all of a sudden on Friday, hearing that story from Yastrzemski that he, like, fired the team up in the dugout and then comes out and backs it up with a performance like he had at the plate, getting them going. So I think that sort of stuff gives you confidence, or gives Farhan and the Giants brass confidence, that they've got some weapons and some tools in place that they can sort of stand pat at a certain position. I think where they need to go, and where I think they probably will go, is add more pitching depth. And it may not be a starter, but the first half of this season, they've been totally taxed, that bullpen. They've used a lot of different arms. A lot of these guys have been asked to pitch multiple inning outings. We saw it with Camilo Doval the other night. They had to go a bullpen day. And when you do that on a regular basis, your bullpen, just by nature of human exhaustion, gets taxed, right? They're tired. So I could see them bringing in extra arms, whether it's a fringe guy who can come in and eat innings, like we've seen Mauricio Yovera do, like we've seen Junior Marte do this season, kind of guys who pitch in the early innings out of the bullpen. Or they could go and get like a backline starter. I just think that if they're going to get through the back end of this season, they don't have as much pitching depth as they did last year, and that's probably where they'll need to go.
Yeah, I think that adding to that 7th, 8th, 9th inning mix could be really important. I'm not saying you need someone to supplant Camilo Doval as the closer, but what was so nice for Gabe Kapler last year is Jake McGee could close you a game. Dom Leone could close you a game. Yeah. Tyler Rogers could close you a game. And this year it feels like it's Doval or bust, and it was so nice to see Dom Leone close one out yesterday, because I think that gives him a lot of confidence heading into the second half, where the Giants bullpen absolutely has to be better. So, Copes, looking ahead to this All-Star week, All-Star break, we got the Home Run Derby on Monday. Thoughts on the Giants not having a participant since Barry Bonds? Jock Peterson had the opportunity. He declined, said you need about 24 to 48 hours to recover from participating in the Home Run Derby. Feel like Giants fans eventually want to see one of their own guys in this?
Yeah, I mean, to me, like, it's like the NBA dunk contest, right? Like, you go through waves and you get great players who can do it. I think Giants fans in general would just like to have an outfielder who's going to hit 30 home runs, or a third baseman, or a first base. Like, it doesn't really matter, I don't think, to Giants fans, like, that a guy's not necessarily in the All-Star game. But if we can get back to that place, like, it's a franchise that is chock full of some of the greatest power hitters of all time, going back to, like, Mel Ott, right, as, like, a little 5'9" home run hitter in the National League, over 500 home runs. And you go all the way up through McCovey and Mays and Bobby Bonds and Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent, even, as a big home run hitter. This team used to hit home runs like no team in baseball. And now we're just sort of, even in the World Series years, you had some guys hit 20. Buster Posey had a 28 homer year and won an MVP and all that. But you're not getting the big power hitting 30 home run guy. And I think when you look back, it just shows you how impressive it was what Barry Bonds was doing at Oracle Park, because a bunch of the names I named were other ballparks and other cities and all that. But Bonds playing at Oracle Park and the way he made it look like a bandbox is incredible, because we've never seen anybody do that since.
Yeah, really well said. And it just got me thinking a little hypothetical here. Washington Nationals reportedly interested in trading Juan Soto, obviously a prolific left-handed power hitter. If you're Farhan Zaidi, you probably don't do a deal at the deadline for Juan Soto, but come the offseason, do you give up Harrison Luciano, a young position player, maybe Wade, maybe Joey Bart, and a few other prospects, just for the opportunity to get 2 years of Juan Soto in a San Francisco Giants uniform?
If you're asking me, the answer is yes. Yeah. Like, if I'm playing like MLB The Show and I can, like, give up a bunch of prospects, it's what you have prospects for, so that you have the opportunity to either bring up great talent that's going to be here for a while, or acquire a player, a generational talent like a Juan Soto, who's this young in his career. Like, these things don't happen. Like, this guy might be a unicorn-type player, a Hall of Fame talent. Like, we don't even know if we've hit the tip of the iceberg with what Juan Soto can actually be. They're saying he's got one of the best eyes ever, like, going back to Bonds and Ted Williams. Like, so what one of the greatest eyes at the plate we've ever seen. Like, he's an incredible player. I think if you can acquire him, you go and acquire him. Now, if it's via trade, I think, and I don't know how all this works out. I think if you're Farhan and you're Scott Harris, you have to have some idea from the Nationals' perspective of what it is that he's looking for, because you don't make that deal if it's just for 2 years. You only make that deal if you really believe you can sign him and keep him in house. And I don't think you make that trade unless he makes it clear I would be open to signing a contract there, and they're aware of what my wants and needs are for a 15-year, $500 million contract. And I just think it's hilarious that he turned down $440 million or whatever. Like, yeah, man, you got an opportunity to get a piece of the pie. Go get it. But if Farhan can get him, it would be the type of talent we're talking about.
Yeah, the ultimate bet on yourself move. $440 million would have been the richest man in baseball history, and Juan Soto said no thanks. Adam Copeland, we thank you for your time. Love listening to you weekdays from 2 to 6 on Tolbert and Copes. And enjoy the rest of your weekend in Clear Lake, my friend. Enjoy the All-Star break, and we will talk to you soon, sir.
Appreciate you, man. Talk to you later.
All right, he is Adam Copeland. Like I said, weekdays 2 to 6 on KNBR. And coming up next, Marty Lurie is going to sit down with Todd Rosiak. He covers the Milwaukee Brewers. We'll get some Brewers perspective headed into this series finale, this first half finale, as we march toward the All-Star break. Home Run Derby Monday, All-Star Game Tuesday. Exciting time across the major leagues. Giants, of course, have won back-to-back games. Opportunity to take a series from a first-place Brewers Club, coming up here on KNBR. You're listening to KNBR 104.5, 680, the Sports Leader.